As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Dr. Jerry Sanders is our guest this afternoon. He is the superintendent from the RBB, and he joins us each month to give us the updates on what's happening in the northwestern part of the county. Good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm great. I just love this weather. Wasn't this weekend so nice?
Breezy, sunshine. So you had warm sun, just enough, but the breeze made it feel just enough like fall. I like four seasons, Dr. Sanders. I would have moved a long time ago if I didn't. So I'm with you. I love summer when it's here, but I was summered out, and I could use some fall as well.
Right. No, everything's great over here at RBB. We're plugging away. It's hard to believe that we're knocking on the door for a fall break vacation coming up here pretty soon, October 10th through the 14th here at Edgewood Schools. And our students and teachers and staff have been working really hard, and they deserve that break, and we're looking forward to that opportunity. But it's still hard to believe that the school year is going by so fast.
It always does once it gets started, and September has so many busy things going on. Heck, we're already to the final week of it. We all get through Labor Day, but then we have a million other activities going on, and you guys haven't been any different as the school year gets going. What are some of the things you've been highlighting to your staff and at your meeting last week?
Well, we had it was a very busy board meeting a week ago tonight. We had our public hearing for our 2023 budget, and that went well. We also had a public hearing, a 1028 hearing, for some general obligation bonds that we're going to be selling here at the end of October to help with some projects just improving our HVAC system and security systems and just some general facility projects to keep the school corporations running smoothly. But those hearings went very well, and our budget for 2023 will be approved, hopefully, by the board on October 24th. And looking forward to moving on and planning for the next year already.
And I know we talked about it a little bit, but it's almost been a month since we've spoken. On your budget, you say you hope it's going to be approved. Well, of course it's going to be approved. There can't be any last-minute fun to go on there.
I never want to speak for the board. I don't want to speak for the board.
Well, I think that's the point. You guys work concurrently enough to make it work where there aren't going to be any surprises or aren't going to be any last-minute delays. Tell me about how that relationship does make everything more efficient.
Oh, absolutely. Our assistant superintendent, Matt Irwin, really dives into our numbers and takes a look at how we've been spending our dollars in the past. We do our best to try to look at the upcoming needs, looking at possible salary increases for staff and teachers. And it's just so important to make sure that we're supporting our teachers. They just work so hard, work so many hours, and so we try to make sure that we're doing the best we can to support our teachers, not only just with salaries, but also with the resources and quality facilities that they need. And you know, we really want our students to feel proud about the education environment that they're going to each day and get excited about their schools, and I think we do that. And so there's a lot that goes into the budget that it's just such an important process that when we get to the point of having these public hearings or the board voting, there's just been so much work that's gone to that point. So yes, I'm pretty confident that the board will approve that, but you know, it's not official yet. So.
Dr. Jerry Sanders is our guest, and some other things that you're fighting for as well is you're trying to get instructional assistance, that pay raise. You also have great partnerships with Indiana and Indiana State for student teachers. How is all that coming along?
Really well. It's just so important. You know, during COVID years, our teaching candidates just haven't had the normal opportunities to get into the classroom to do those observations. So it is a bit more of a challenge for our student teachers, our first-year teachers, as they get started in their education career. COVID has really impacted us in a lot of ways, but that's certainly one of them. But I got to tell you, we've hired some of the best teachers this year. Our principals, more than ever before, have talked about how excited that they are about their first-year teachers. But it all comes down to great programs like the School of Education at IU and all they do to support our schools here in Monroe County. And so we're just really glad to have those partnerships. And there were a few other things I'd like to mention from our school board.
Yes, please, yeah.
I like to do this every once in a while at a school board meeting, but I like to recognize people who are making a difference because you can have the best facilities in the world, but it really comes down to the people that make things happen. And so I recognized our donors every month. We recognize people who've donated to a teacher's classroom or a specific project. And then our volunteers. I really wanted to make mention of our volunteers, not only those volunteers that help out in the classroom on a daily basis, but you know all the volunteers that go into supporting, like the band, show choir, athletics. Our parent volunteers, we just really rely on them. And I've just seen that a lot, especially this year. Our coaches, I really don't know where our coaches would be if they didn't have all the support from our parent volunteers. And then finally, I'd like to mention, too, shout out to our Marching Mustangs band that earned a first place showing at the Avon competition this past Saturday. They had Best Auxiliary Guard, Best Percussion, General Effect, Best Music, and Best Visual. And so our band is starting out where they left off last year with the great success. And when I look at the end of the school day, I drive around the campus and I see our students out active on the athletic field or active practicing for the next band competition. Students really have to work hard not only for these extracurricular activities, but for their academics also.
Oh, and you've got just, again, a growing population. How's your enrollment this year? Do you have everybody counted up, or when does the official count happen to know how many more you are over than last year? Because we know you're not shrinking.
Yeah, the official date is September 16th. But then in a week or two after that is actually looking at students who might still be enrolled, but maybe they have gone to another school. And so it takes a couple weeks to kind of iron things out. I think we're going to be up a little, not a lot, but just a little. And so as long as we're headed in the right direction, we'll be in good shape. So
well, I know
we're looking at probably around 2,650, 651 students.
And it looked like you are all having fun at the Monroe County Fall Festival. How great is that when you can get out and have your community and your school system? You have a little work and a little play, right?
Oh, yeah. I just love that. It's a busy time. I was there just about the whole time, and it was really cool to have students and parents come up to our booth. And we had a 3D printer that really attracted a lot of attention, where we were printing out different examples of what the students are doing in our design labs and our Innovative Learning Center. So that created a lot of conversation about what we're doing in our schools to provide our students with very innovative learning activities.
Well, that is fun, and they get to do a little learning day at the festival as well. That's that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we had Education Day, and had our second through fifth graders who visited Friday afternoon, and then of course our show choirs kick off the fall festival, and it's after the last 2 years, it's really nice to be able to get out as a community and enjoy that good fall festival food and just enjoy being part of the community.
I can't blame you as well. And speaking of great weather, that was very, very nice. For the most part, we had good weather. It's hard to get all those weekend hours taken care of, but we try. And we talk about a great partnerships with your community. You have great community partnerships with some of your bigger industries in town as well. And Baxter was out at the junior high. They're helping out as well. That's a neat partnership because that's real-world stuff, and that's a very impressionable age for kids to learn and start understanding.
Oh, absolutely. If you look at our website, you can see a lot of examples where we're creating those career pathways really from elementary school on up. So they have Baxter visiting the junior high, and then Edgewood High School hosted the Elsville Chamber Power Luncheon, where we presented what we're doing with Ready Schools and our Innovative Learning Center. We had our high school students talking about the coffee shop and our junior high students talking about the media production program. So there were a lot of businesses represented at this power luncheon. And in the days after the power luncheon, we received several inquiries from other businesses who want to join our team. So since then, we've met with some of those businesses and talked about how they can be involved. One of the ways that we're getting businesses involved is through internship programs. And so we had those conversations. We recently talked with a partner who's going to be coming in and meeting with our business classes and talking about specific topics there. So we just continue to grow those partnerships and find new ways to get the community involved. And it really is a process that involves the whole community in order to have a quality school corporation. So I'm very proud of what we're doing here at Edgewood Schools.
Oh, absolutely. And, sing it from every rooftop. And tell me about the coffee shop. Are we up and ready? Are we getting closer? I know it's it's a process, right? Just like coaches say, it's a process.
It is a process. We've been trying to get our espresso machine running. We received a donation of an espresso machine that we really had to send in to get worked on several times. And then we had another donor who provided an espresso machine, and I believe that was supposed to be hooked up today. So we're looking forward to hopefully next week starting to offer those services to our students and staff. So there'll be hours in the morning and then at lunchtime, it's a slow process, but it's important for the students to be learning, our teachers, they have other classrooms and courses that they're preparing for, we can't move fast enough. We're excited about it, but we're getting really close. I'm thinking next week.
Well, that's the real world, Dr. Sanders. I mean, if things break down, you just don't pull another one off the shelf sometimes. They're learning something even not from being open because...
Exactly.
that's just how it goes. All right, fall break is next month. I know I'm not going to get carried away just yet, but I know people have one eye on it. Which weekend are you guys? Are you guys Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday? I can never keep these straight with all this.
Yeah. we go a whole week, so October 10th, 14th.
There you go.
And then Coming up in November, this is a little bit out into the future, but not that far, we'll have our next early release days on November 7th and 8th, and so we'll be dismissing school early on those 2 days. And mainly, the next set of early release days will be focused on parent-teacher conferences, and that's just so important for our teachers and our parents to have that opportunity to talk about the students and the progress that they're making, and hopefully go home and brag to their children about what great things their teachers said in the conferences. So we're looking forward to those important dates coming up here in October and November.
That is exciting for everyone. Information's a very powerful tool. And when you get to go home early, I don't think any student's going to come down and argue with you at all. Well, here's to great weather. Here's to a fantastic end of September and for you guys, a lighter lifting October as well. We'll get caught up next month and hear about all the great things going on at RBB. I don't want to be missing anything. I know the big pumpkin thing is coming up at the end of October. I'm going to save that for next time unless you want to tease it for everybody today.
That would be great. We could focus on that, give it its full attention. And, of course, we have tonight, I believe, is a senior night.
Yeah, soccer.
For the girls' soccer team. So I'm going to head to see the girls play here in a little bit. And then I think our football team travels to Sullivan this Friday night, and that's the other thing I was going to mention to you about our football team.
Well, they're resilient. Good for them.
Yeah, you know, the coach True is just—he's just really growing these young men, and he took some of them down to our primary school, and they served as reading buddies at the primary school recently, and so I'm really proud of the work that Coach True is doing. He's working hard and growing these young men into being adult men and contributing and giving back to the community, such as being reading buddies at the elementary school.
Awesome. Now, is it true for Coach True, he is not buying an ambulance? Gee whiz, if they could get anybody else hurt, my goodness. You guys might have to start a physical therapy coursework down there for that's unlucky, and we hope they get healthier and no one else gets hurt. But, they're keeping up the spirit, and that's fantastic as well. It's not easy. Life's not easy. Nobody promised it would be, so a little adversity. That's enough. No more adversity. They've had plenty.
I agree. It's still fun to come out. Last Friday night was homecoming.
And, you got the band, the crowd, the whole day.
It's just fun to come out and enjoying being part of the community, and I couldn't be prouder of our students.
Well, you keep up the good work, my friend. We always appreciate the monthly updates, and if anything ever comes up before, if it's too far, don't hesitate to call. We'll get you on and get your message out there, my friend. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you.